The agency that regulates water levels on Lake Ontario and the St. Lawrence River could find itself the target of lawsuits if some upstate members of Congress have their way. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Congressman John Katko, Anthony Brindisi, and Joe Morelli are introducing bipartisan legislation that would allow shoreline communities and homeowners impacted by high water levels to take legal action against the International Joint Commission.
Katko, whose district represents lakeshore residents in Wayne, Cayuga, and Oswego counties, says the IJC hasn't listened to the plight of communities being destroyed by flood damage that's taken place since Plan 2014 went into place.
We're just not getting action from them. So today, the gloves come off.
That tougher stance comes in the form of proposed legislation that eliminates immunity from lawsuits the IJC, an international commission, currently enjoys. Kathleen Goodenough is one of the owners of Greenpoint Marina and Mobile Home Park in Sandy Pond in Oswego County. She estimates flood damage to her business adds up to almost $5 million, so she's ready to go to court, and she says she's not the only one.
Anybody that's relying on any local tourism to keep them going in the summer months. So it affects everybody.
Jason Livesey of Rudy's Lakeside Drive-In in Oswego says these lawsuits would be about more than money. The goal is forcing the IJC to get rid of Plan 2014 that many believe led to record high water levels and massive flooding along the south shore of Lake Ontario last year. It forced property owners and state and local governments to pour millions of dollars into repairs.
This plan is going to directly impact the residents of New York State going forward for many, many years. So I think that we would be doing a disservice if we didn't sue.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.
The IJC maintains that weather conditions are responsible for higher water levels, not Plan 2014. In a statement, the IJC says they were granted immunity from lawsuits because, quote, domestic political institutions are not in a position to oversee international waterways, and that it wouldn't be possible to manage Lake Ontario's outflows while fighting numerous lawsuits.